Praise the Lord. I want the hearing people to learn that. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's practice that. Amen. Use your hands. Let's all do it together. Amen. Thank you. Welcome to today's service. We are doing it in sign language. Praise the Lord again. My name is Priska. I'm a member of PC St. Andrews here. I'm a deacon in the deaf ministry. I know majority of you know me because I'm always here from Monday up to Sunday, always here. And I'm happy to be here again. I'm not new to majority of you, but it's my first time to preach in the youth service. Our reading today came from the book of Acts. The book of Acts records about the apostles of Jesus. It's the Acts of the Apostles, which they were showing in the early church after Jesus went to heaven. We have many people recorded in this book who were inspired by the Holy Spirit because they were showing the work of the Holy Spirit following what Jesus Christ had empowered them to do. From the script we've read today, it's in the book of Acts. It's a story about a man with disabilities who happened to meet Peter and John as they were going to the temple to pray. When Peter and John were walking, going to the temple to pray, near the beautiful gate, they met the man with disability seated there begging for money. As they were about to enter, the man saw Peter and John and asked them to give him money. But Peter looked at him and told him, "Look at us." The man looked at them, expecting them to give him money. Now, in the story, we see Peter telling him to look at them. What does it mean? Peter wanted the man to fix his faith on them, on them, Peter and John, to have the same faith they had for him to be strong. This faith would help the man to be strong and understand the power in being strong. In this story, we see the man with disability begging for money, but Peter and John gave him what? They gave him health. Meaning, Peter and John didn't give him money. They didn't have money. But Peter thought, which is better, giving him money or giving him health, which is better? Because the money will be used today and tomorrow it will be over. But health will stay with him forever. Praise the Lord. In this story, our lesson that we are learning from this story is that the Holy Spirit gives us strength, He gives us good health, and gives us the testimony of being strong and praying. Also, the Holy Spirit encourages us to do what? To be active in mind, strong, because it's a gift from God Himself. The Holy Spirit, when He touches us, He makes us pray, because the Holy Spirit guides us, our mind, and helps us to know how to pray and make things happen and even follow miracles, just like Peter and John at the beautiful gate. What do you understand by the beautiful gate? The beautiful gate, it's like a door. It's just like a door getting to the temple. You know what is the understanding of a door? It's the Holy Spirit. It's allowing the Holy Spirit to get in. Just like you see, the door is open, it allows people to get in. When you open a door, when you opened this door, the people who go in praise God, just like, but the same man never went in. He never knew why people were getting inside there. He just sat at the gate begging, because he never went through the beautiful gate all in the temple to pray. But now, after this door was opened of being healthy, he was able to praise God. This door was opened. He understood why people were going to the temple and the reason, and he went to praise God. He understood why the people were going to the temple. Now, this man with disability sat there. It's true, we've read from the story. We have learned from the story. What have we learned about the blind man? It's how our bodies are. We all have weaknesses. Sometimes we don't understand things, but when the Holy Spirit comes to us, He makes us understand. Just like Peter and John, they saw this man begging money. But he was begging for health and being strong. And they gave what they had. When Peter and John went to the temple, they praised God and prayed. Why? Because on entering there, people were amazed and shocked. Is this the man who sits at the gate begging? Now he's strong. Peter was shocked that these people have seen this man walking and he's strong again. But Peter, what did he tell them? He praised God because of how people were amazed and shocked by seeing God's praising God around them. Some didn't understand what people did, and he was not even understanding, why are people looking at me? But the thing was, they needed to change their hearts to understand what Peter and John had done. Why are these people looking at the man with disability? They need to change their heart and present them to God, because it's God who has done it. God was there. Just the same way Peter and John were focusing their eyes on Jesus. So the same man was helped. It's the Holy Spirit that guided them and helped the apostles to work miracles, to perform miracles, and follow. Just the same Peter said, we don't have money, we'll give you what we have in the name of Jesus. You walk, rise and walk, because the name of Jesus was strong and did miracles. Let's use the name of Jesus to do miracles and to help us and to share the word of God. We must focus on Jesus to help us do great things. And the Holy Spirit to always help us to, just like the apostles were helped by the Holy Spirit. Sometimes we sit there doing nothing. We don't know who will help us. Sometimes we know Jesus is with us. He can guide us. But sometimes we don't follow that. Let's help people around us. We all believe in Holy Spirit. We all believe in the apostles. Let's do the same because we are sent to do. We can never do alone. We are sent to reach to other people and help them, nurture them. Just the same way Jesus sent the Great Commission, go out and reach out to many. Just like the same way Peter and John did. They gave people hope. Peter and John looked at this man and they saw he was hopeless. But in the name of Jesus, they told him walk, meaning he went into the temple and they pulled him to believe in Jesus and they pulled him to Jesus and expanded the kingdom. Also, even us, we must make more people to come to church by pulling them through not just giving them nice things, just like Peter and John, they didn't have anything. The man was relieved following them, knowing that he's strong. Praise the Lord. The Bible is teaching us as Christians that when we go out there, maybe there are people out there. We don't know. There are people who may be begging. There are people who... But we know what? We may not have what they want. We can sit and discuss with them and tell them about God. And maybe, who knows, they may join us. They may join the church. We may not have that money, but God will help them. God will help all of us. We may to know God. Because the Holy Spirit will be with us to guide us. Discussing about God and helping them understand God. Amen. That's the same way Peter said, you want money? We don't have money. We don't have money. We don't have any money. Peter said, but we have what? In the name of Jesus, rise and walk. Bus. That's the only thing we have. We have the name of Jesus. The man walked, he was happy. He moved around, and he didn't stay in the same position again. No, he moved. But imagine this man had sat there for so long, but now he walked and moved, and he was able to move around. And if Peter and John just left him there, gave him money and left him there. Maybe he would have never changed. But now they walked, they talked to him and gave him what they had and he was able to move and it encouraged the people. Amen. Praise the Lord. In our lives, maybe we think these are deaf people. These are hearing people. We get worried about things that we cannot do. No. Maybe the deaf are not hearing, but that doesn't mean they're not focusing on Jesus. If you see a deaf person walking, don't shout at the person. If the person is just walking, they may not hear you. Don't shout. They may not hear you. Because they are deaf. If you shout, they will not hear you. But they can hear through the Holy Spirit. They can hear through the Holy Spirit because their life is guided by the Holy Spirit and He makes them strong. They have the Holy Spirit with them and they believe in the word of God who gives them motivation. If you shout, we'll not hear. Or if something happened behind me, I may not hear. I may not hear. But that doesn't mean we are not able. We are able. We have abilities just like the hearing people. We can learn and share together just like able-bodied people. It's only the language that we don't understand, but we can discuss and share things together. It's easy. Through the motivation, through, but if there's no interest in learning our language, then it's hard. For example, myself, my name is Priska. I was born hearing. Then I later became deaf. Some people confuse me. Was I born deaf or was I born hearing? But I became sick when I was 8 years old in school. When I went home for holidays, I became sick. And from there, for a long time, about 3 years, I stayed there. I continued learning in the hearing school, but I was not able to. I was always last because I was not understanding their language. There was no interpreter for me. I was just there reading books. Sometimes it was hard. Sometimes I would ask questions and I would not understand. But people thought I would hear. I was integrated with the hearing, but I was stuck because I wouldn't understand their language. My parents didn't know where to take me to school. They were worried. But later, I found a school for the deaf. And where I went from up to class 8, I didn't know sign language then, but I learned sign language. I learned, and now I can sign. So it's easy. We can learn. Just the same way, there are some hearing people who confuse me. Is Priska deaf or hearing? No, I am deaf, totally deaf. But my eyes can see when you say something because I can read your lips. I can read lips, so I can understand easy when you talk slowly. But if you talk fast, I can't understand the. If you want to talk to me, you can talk to me slowly, I'll understand. But if you talk very fast, it's hard for me. And that's the same with some of the deaf people. They can read the lips. Because it's only the ears which are blocked, but the eyes can see. You can also help us to hear if you do it slowly. But our eyes are working well. And our hands can sign well. That's our language. That we use our hands as our ears and our mouth. We can't use our mouth, but if you were talking to me and your voice is clear, I can be able to read. Amen. Thank you. Amen. We are praying. Father in heaven,